This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time for Great Mate to Board.
We'll get it right, and that's right, we'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate to Mate.
I have found that Aaron just doesn't really try to sing along.
What's the problem? You guys are doing great.
I don't know that we are.
It's a show, and we're all supposed to be involved. It's just sad that you're not involved.
All right.
Today we have Jess and Mike, and what's going on?
We do not have a lovely couple today. The good news for us, they're already broken up.
Yes!
Nice!
So we're kind of off the hook here, but they've got an issue regarding a gift, I guess, or is it a gift, something that Mike gave to Jess?
Okay. Mm. Jess won the coin toss. She's going first. Jess?
Yay!
Yay! Welcome to Great Mate Debate. What happened?
Okay, thank you for having me. Let's see. Well, we were together. Mike and I were together for a while, enough to say we were definitely a serious relationship, over 2 years.
Okay.
And we even lived together, talked marriage, talked children, owning a home. The reason I'm saying all of this is because we are no longer together. He cheated on me. And now he's looking for something back that he gave me when we were together. He gave me his, it was a family heirloom. It was a necklace. It was a pearl necklace. And, you know, we don't, you know, he cheats on me, doesn't have the face to talk to me. It's a fast breakup, leaves with his tail between his legs, no contact for months, and then out of the blue, without saying anything else, nothing about what he did, okay, just reaches out and says, we're no longer together, so I think it only makes sense that you give me something that was in our family for generations back. Now, I understand where he's coming from, and if it was an amicable breakup, maybe I wouldn't be as stubborn as I'm being, but how can I put this? Hell to the no. He's so, not getting that necklace back.
Okay,
sorry.
So you do understand its family significance, but...
Yeah.
Okay, I think you'd have a little better case if you weren't using bitter as your angle, but like...
Listen, here's the thing. Like I said, I would have more respect for him. Let's use the word respect, maybe. If he had equal respect for me. His morality is in recompensating an heirloom, but he has no morality in sticking his pee-pee somewhere else.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay. Mm. Okay, but just, did he give it to you on a random Tuesday, or did he give it to you for like... a birthday,
no. Anniversary.
Or a Christmas present, or...
Yes, it was for an anniversary, and it was given with this kind of promise of forever. It was not an engagement ring. It was kind of like a promise necklace of what's to come.
Okay.
So, okay, question. I have a couple questions for you.
The necklace.
So since that promise didn't stay, doesn't that mean you have to give it back?
Hmm.
No? I genuinely don't know.
Listen, I don't know, you know, what the rules are when you tarnish, you know, everything else that's sacred, you know?
Right.
So why should I honor, why should I honor the family heirloom? Is it not tarnished? Oh, hey, listen, by the way, this used to belong to my ex, but I cheated on her. Can you now wear this?
All right, Jess, I think just stay here and you we're going to have Mike on, but like, just if you could let him talk. I'm a little scared you're not going to let him give his, just if you could.
I'm ready.
Mike?
Yay.
You are a brave man. I guess you're here because you want the necklace and you think you're going to get the, I don't know that if I really wanted my Nana's necklace back, I don't know if I would subject myself to what you're about to do, but what's your side of this?
Yeah, I've been through it all with her. Don't worry about it. There's nothing that this can't handle.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I gave her the necklace. It was not on an anniversary. It was not a promised gift. It was not an idea of an engagement ring. Jess, if I wanted to marry you, I would have brought you a ring, right? Why would I give you my grandmother's pearl necklace as a promise gift? I mean, we're not in high school.
But Mike, I don't. Mostly because, in the interest of time, she took up a lot of it. Was it a gift though? Like, do you see the point that if you gave that,
I almost had a better case if it was
a promise?
I guess what I'm hoping for is that she would be a little more sympathetic. You know, is that it's my family for generations.
You should have thought of that before you cheated on me.
Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't have given it to me then.
That mouth of yours.
You didn't. You didn't mind my mouth when it was doing other things for you. Thank you very much.
Jess, are you still in contact with Mike's family?
No.
Mike, is your family asking for the necklace back?
Yeah, who wants the necklace back? The family or you or everybody?
The family.
Okay.
I don't want it. I'm going to send it back to my mom in England. You know,
tell her you lost it in the mail then, my friend.
All right, real quick, may I jump in? 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. Jess, your bitterness is palpable.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know that that's a... I'm trying to be...
It's valid. It sucks getting cheated on, but there is like...
I don't know what the precedent is because like if it was Christmas, then it is a gift, but it's anniversary, but anniversary is tied to the relationship.
Yeah.
And like, you're not... I think you're saying... And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but if he says I'm a cheating b-hole, will you give it back? Like, what do you?
I've already said that. I've already said that. I've admitted to it. Like, I cheated on you. Yeah, I mean, people cheat on people all the time. I've said I was sorry.
Oh my goodness! There you go. You just clarified. I'm going to now give you the necklace back. Everyone cheats on everyone. So sorry. You should have never given me something if it was going to be that important when you were planning on us to not to be serious.
Nothing changes listening to you.
Okay.
Well, nothing changes listening to you.
Okay.
I can understand.
That he's ever spoken.
just make me laugh. You really did.
Back to England.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Maybe it's not better if they're broken up already.
Hey, guys. How about we do this? We're going to cool everybody down. So just hang tight. We're going to get a jury for you, and we're going to figure out who gets the necklace and who is...
I don't know, man. Yeah,
how long do you... Like, if she's been wearing the necklace for a year and a half, when does it become hers? Is it the moment he gives it to her? Does she have to wear it for a couple while?
Probably.
Well, now, if they would have broken up a week after he gave her that, I feel like she would have been like, yeah, here you go.
I don't know, man. She is mad sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad's not a legal precedent. I don't know if you've watched as much People's Court as I have, but like I want to punish them. That's not a legal thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But where she does have precedence is it was a gift. Like, if you get engaged, here's a pro tip for boys. You get engaged on Christmas, that's her ring. Because it's a gift.
Oh.
You get engaged on a Tuesday, you have a little bit of a thing that this is a contract between the two of us that we never fulfilled because we didn't get married. You get married, that's her ring.
I see. Okay.
But if you get engaged on Valentine's Day, still a little vague because like should have got her a ring. So like get engaged on a weird Wednesday that is not even a religious holiday. Google
nothing
it and make
on
sure
that day.
Nothing is happening.
Plan ahead for the end. Come on.
Kind of.
This all is right. Not going to work.
Jess has a family heirloom necklace that was gifted to her by Mike. He cheated.
Mm-hmm. Does he get it back?
But why? I don't know. Why does she? I get why she wants it, but why do you want it? Because it's like it's way bigger in their family. It's
I
like
think
a,
she wants to drag him through the mud before yeah. she gives it back. But I don't know. I don't know if there's anybody who's got advice to get her over it. This I don't know how much more. I just got a show note, and normally I would just turn the mics off and have this out. Mm. I don't know how much more we want them on the air. Like we can have them in the next round. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. But if this thing goes any farther sideways, I'm done. Because. Okay. Her okay. cackle laugh
I know.
Was lots.
But his accent is good.
It's okay.
Aaron and I will take over.
Okay. Pick a side. Who gets the necklace and who doesn't? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We clearly just had a complete meltdown. And but anyway, we got everything figured out. And we are right smack dab in the middle of a great mate debate. Normally it's a couple who brings an argument. We try to make it better. These guys are already broken up, and it can't get any worse. Jess and Mike were together for a couple years. He cheated, but before he did, he gave her a family heirloom necklace. He now wants it back, and she's like, nope.
Too bad. So sad.
She's made some allusions to the fact that like maybe if he admitted what he did was bad, then maybe whatever. But yeah. Anyway, let's... get this done before one of them gets in. I don't know what's going on over there. Jess, Mike, feel free to jump in with our jury numbers that we're starting with Jennifer.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. I say it's his family heirloom. He gets it back. Two wrongs do not make a right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, but Jennifer, I mean, I know you're thinking from like the heart and it's like a family heirloom. But it's do you understand that, like what a gift looks like? Like if somebody gave you a really cool Victrola on your birthday and then you guys broke up and then it was like, oh, by the way, that was my family's Victrola. It's like, no, but that was my birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, but I wouldn't want any memories of him anyway if he cheated on me. So give it back.
That's a good point.
Because it's an heirloom.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Charlie?
Yes.
Yes. Whose side are you on?
Sorry, I forgot. I'm on his side. I mean, yeah, he did mess up. He cheated. I mean, that's no good. But if it was something that he spent a lot of money on and gave her as a gift, totally, keep it. But it's a family heirloom. It's going to be being more to his family than it will ever be to her. And just give it back. Be down with each other.
Don't you think he didn't take it seriously enough then when he gave it to me?
Someone on a plane?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of background noise. Perhaps Mike is flying somewhere. What did you just ask, Jess?
Don't you think that, you know, when he gave it to me, he should have thought of all of that importance wasn't floating around? Like, this is a family heirloom. I better give it to someone that I never plan on breaking their heart, you know, that I plan on forever. That's what he told me. Why do I have to have morality? Why does he get away with not having morality?
Why do you want it?
Okay.
I want him to learn his lesson.
Okay.
And that's doing it.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to definitely make an impact. His family's not going to let him forget it.
You know who you're talking to now, right? Because it's not going to teach me a lesson, Jess. But, you know, I just want the lesson.
All right, we'll see. Let's see how much it matters to your family. If okay, it doesn't well, matter, it didn't matter to you. Okay. It
so
didn't
far,
matter to you. You made that clear.
Okay.
It matters to your mom, so I'm sure she'll remind you of it
okay.
every single time you bring a girl okay. home and you don't have a necklace to give her.
Jess, we need, because this is not going well
Hold
for
on,
you.
Jess.
Cass?
He's not getting it back. Yeah. I don't care how many you agree with him.
Okay. Cass, whose side are you on?
So I'm on his side. More I'm on his family side than her side. But I the reason why is because personally I would not want to have anything to remind me of that horrible person who cheated on me. And I would probably throw the necklace in his face and tell him to choke on it. But in this case, I would probably, if I were her, send it directly to his mother. Like, let's kill the middle person. Send it to his mother yourself. And with a note saying, hey, this is yours, maybe next time hold on to it until after he's actually married. And then give it to his future wife. But personally,
I mean,
I wouldn't want to have anything.
Okay.
You could tattle.
You've made the most sense so far as giving it directly and killing him. I mean, I just like the phrase.
I don't think she meant kill him.
I will tell you that I look at that necklace and I wear it like a trophy, okay? It does not make me feel bad. I don't want to throw it in the garbage. I parade around with it and I dance.
Okay. Let's get one more in here, and this is an actual lawyer who's done divorces for me.
Mm.
Just one divorce.
She said
so far.
To tell you hi.
Valerie?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Who's, in the eyes of the law, I mean, you still only get one vote, but whose necklace is this?
Technically, under the law, it's hers, but let me add a comment on that, okay? Having done this for 35 years, Slacker, by the way, you should have been a lawyer because your advice on the air was exactly right. If it was given as a gift, as part of a birthday, etc., then the engagement ring or the necklace is the person that received it. That is theirs by law.
Yep.
If they got it on a different occasion and they didn't get married, then that there's a case law in Colorado that says that that might not be a gift. Wedding rings are part of the marital estate. Now, with that being said, this is part of retribution and retaliatory conduct. And that is also not going to reward her in the end. She's pissed and she should be. But maybe he says to her, all right, give me the necklace back and I'll give you $2,500. Find a meeting ground, because she doesn't want the necklace. She just wants him to pay. And he wants the necklace back for his family. So I would say that they need to come to a common ground and put themselves in a position that both of them can walk away and feel like they got something for it.
I've already offered money to Jesus.
Okay, here's the thing. We have to wrap this up, and we're going to tell you, I don't know how to wrap it up, because the phone calls were all on Mike's side.
Oh, yeah.
The texts were split.
Yeah, some very not nice things said about you, Mike, on the text.
That's all good.
But from a legal standpoint, we had a lawyer on the phone
yeah.
that take the morality of it being a family heirloom out of it. And I don't think it matters because I don't think you heard anybody who called, Jess. Even though you technically lost Great Mate Debate, I don't think you're giving it back anyway.
So I won.
Okay. You literally can't hear anyone.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.